How to Own Your Own Mind by a Powerful Audiobook, written and published by Audiobook Spot. Introduction: Owning Your Own Mind. Your thoughts shape your reality, and your ability to master them can unlock potential you never thought possible. Imagine waking up every day with clarity, confidence, and the mental strength to tackle whatever comes your way. Picture being able to stay focused, even in the midst of chaos, and bouncing back from setbacks without hesitation. That is the true power of mental ownership. Most people live on autopilot, letting external factors or their emotions dictate how they think and act. But what if you could flip that? What if you could take full control over how you think, how you respond, and ultimately, how you succeed? It's not a distant dream, it's entirely within your reach, and it starts with understanding how to own your mind. In this journey, we'll explore practical, actionable strategies to help you take control of your thoughts, eliminate negativity, and build the mental discipline required to achieve lasting success. We'll dive into proven techniques that allow you to master your emotions, sharpen your focus, and develop a resilient mindset that keeps you moving forward no matter what. These tools are not just theoretical, they are designed for immediate implementation in your life. This isn't about quick fixes or temporary motivation. It's about transforming your mindset for the long haul, so that no matter what challenges life throws your way, you'll be equipped to rise above. The techniques we'll cover are proven to work, but they require one thing from you: the commitment to take action. So, if you're ready to stop letting your circumstances dictate your success and start owning your own mind, you're in the right place. Stay with us, because the next step toward your transformation begins now. Chapter 1: The Truth About Mental Ownership. You wake up every day, follow a routine, make decisions, and think about your future. But have you ever questioned whether your thoughts are truly your own? Most people go through life assuming they are in full control of their minds, yet their beliefs, emotions, and actions are often influenced by forces they don't even recognize. From a young age, you've been shaped by your environment, family, teachers, media, society, all of them, planting ideas in your head about what's right, what's wrong, what's possible, and what isn't. If you never stop to examine these influences, you end up living on autopilot, reacting instead of choosing, following instead of leading. Owning your mind means breaking free from this invisible control and thinking for yourself. The way you see yourself and the world has been molded over time. Maybe you were told what kind of job you should have, what success should look like, or even what you're capable of achieving. Over time, these ideas become deeply ingrained, shaping your decisions without you realizing it. You hesitate before taking risks, not because you truly doubt yourself, but because somewhere along the way, you absorbed the belief that failure is something to fear. You might hold yourself back from speaking up, not because you lack intelligence, but because someone once made you feel like your voice wasn't important. These thought patterns control your life more than you think, and until you become aware of them, they will continue to shape your future. Real mental ownership starts with awareness. Before you can change anything, you need to recognize when your thoughts are not actually coming from you. The next time you hesitate before making a decision, stop and ask yourself why. Is it because you genuinely believe it's the right choice, or is it because of fear, doubt, or pressure from others? If you feel unmotivated to pursue a goal, is it because you don't want it? Or is it because someone else made you believe it was out of reach? The moment you start questioning your own thoughts, you take the first step toward reclaiming your mind. Think about how often your emotions dictate your actions. You get angry and react without thinking. You feel insecure and hold yourself back. You experience fear and avoid opportunities that could change your life. When you don't own your mind, your emotions run the show. But emotions are just signals, they don't have to control you. When you learn to pause and separate yourself from your feelings, you gain the power to respond instead of react. If someone insults you, Instead of immediately feeling hurt or defensive, you can choose how to interpret it. If you fail at something, instead of letting it define you, you can see it as a lesson and move forward. This level of control is what separates those who struggle from those who succeed. Your environment plays a huge role in shaping your thoughts. If you spend most of your time around negative people, their mindset will rub off on you. If you consume media that constantly fills your mind with fear and doubt, your outlook on life will reflect that. If you allow other people's opinions to dictate your decisions, you'll never fully live on your terms. One of the fastest ways to take control of your mind is to be intentional about what you expose yourself to. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, consume information that challenges and inspires you, and create an environment that supports your growth. Another critical part of owning your mind is taking responsibility for your thoughts. It's easy to blame circumstances, other people, or bad luck for the way you feel. But the truth is, no one can control your mind unless you let them. If someone criticizes you, their words only have power if you choose to believe them. If you're in a difficult situation, it only defines you if you allow it to. The moment you stop blaming external factors and take full responsibility for your mindset, you unlock an incredible level of freedom. You realize that no matter what happens, you have the power to choose how you think, how you feel, and how you respond. Taking back control of your mind doesn't happen overnight. It's a daily practice. Every time you catch yourself reacting out of habit, you have an opportunity to pause and make a different choice. Every time fear tries to hold you back, you have a chance to push through it. Every time doubt creeps in, you can decide to replace it with confidence. The more you practice, the stronger you become. Over time, your mind shifts from being something that controls you to something that works for you. The difference between people who succeed and those who don't isn't luck, intelligence, or talent, it's mental ownership. Those who control their minds control their lives. They don't let fear stop them. They don't let failure define them. They don't allow outside influences to shape their future. They decide what they want, train their minds to support them, and take action with full confidence. If you want to own your mind, start today. Pay attention to your thoughts. Question the beliefs that limit you. Separate yourself from negative influences. Take full responsibility for the way you think and feel. The more control you take, the more power you have. And when you own your mind, you own your life. Chapter 2. Delete negative programming. From the moment you were born, your mind started collecting information. Every experience, every word spoken to you, and every emotion you felt shaped the way you think. Over time, these thoughts became beliefs, and these beliefs started controlling your actions. Some of these beliefs push you forward, while others hold you back. The problem is that most people don't even realize they are carrying mental programs that are working against them. They struggle with fear, doubt, and negativity without understanding where it all started. The way you see yourself, what you believe you're capable of, and how you handle challenges are all influenced by past experiences. If you don't take the time to examine and remove negative programming, it will continue to control your life without you even knowing it. Negative programming doesn't just come from obvious sources like criticism or failure. It can be hidden in small moments, words from a teacher who made you feel like you weren't smart enough, a time when you were ignored and felt invisible, or an experience where you tried and failed, and that failure convinced you not to try again. These moments plant seeds in your mind, and unless you remove them, they grow into deep-rooted beliefs. The worst part is that your brain is wired to hold on to negative experiences more than positive ones. You might have done 100 things right, but one mistake will stay with you longer. That's why so many people struggle with self-doubt and fear of failure. One of the most damaging forms of negative programming is the belief that you're not good enough. Maybe you don't believe you're smart enough, strong enough, talented enough, or capable enough. This belief shows up in hesitation, procrastination, and self-sabotage. You might want to start something new, but the thought of failing stops you before you even begin. You might have big goals, but something inside you keeps whispering that it won't work out. This isn't because you lack ability. It's because your mind has been programmed to expect failure, rejection, or disappointment. And the longer this belief stays in place, the harder it becomes to break free from it. Fear is another powerful form of negative programming. You weren't born afraid of failure, rejection, or judgment. These fears were taught to you. Maybe someone made fun of you when you tried something new, so now you hesitate before stepping outside your comfort zone. Maybe you failed at something important, and instead of seeing it as a lesson, you started believing that failure meant you weren't capable. Over time, these fears become automatic. The moment you think about taking a risk, your brain reminds you of every time things didn't go well. But fear is just a habit. It's a learned response, which means it can be unlearned. Another form of negative programming comes from the people around you. If you grew up in an environment where people constantly complained, doubted themselves, or blamed circumstances for their struggles, you likely absorbed that same mindset. If the people in your life believe success is only for the lucky or that life is unfair, it's easy to adopt those thoughts as your own. The mind is incredibly adaptable, and without realizing it, you pick up the attitudes and beliefs of the people you spend the most time with. That's why it's so important to be aware of who influences you. If you're surrounded by negativity, it's only a matter of time before it becomes part of your thinking. To break free from negative programming, you first need to identify the beliefs that are holding you back. Pay attention to the thoughts that come up when you face a challenge. Do you immediately doubt yourself? Do you assume things won't work out? Do you tell yourself you're not ready, not talented enough, or not the type of person who can succeed? These thoughts are not facts. They are just old programs running in your mind, and you have the power to rewrite them. Once you recognize these negative beliefs, the next step is to challenge them. Just because a thought enters your mind doesn't mean it's true. If your mind tells you that you're not good enough, ask yourself where that belief came from. Did someone say it to you? Did you fail once and assume that meant you would always fail? When you start questioning your thoughts, you weaken their control over you. A belief can only exist if you continue to accept it as truth. The moment you stop believing in it, it starts losing its power. Replacing negative programming requires more than just removing old beliefs. You need to install new ones. This means consciously choosing the thoughts you allow into your mind. Instead of focusing on what could go wrong, train your mind to look for what could go right. Instead of repeating old doubts, remind yourself of your strengths. Every time a limiting thought appears, replace it with one that empowers you. This isn't about ignoring reality or pretending everything is perfect. It's about shifting your focus from what holds you back to what moves you forward. One of the fastest ways to rewrite your mental programming is through repetition. The beliefs you have now were created through years of repeated thoughts. The only way to change them is by feeding your mind new, positive messages every single day. This can be done through affirmations, visualization, or even the content you consume. If you constantly expose yourself to negativity, your mind will reflect that. If you fill your mind with empowering ideas over time, they become your new default thinking. Breaking free from negative programming is not a one-time event. It's a process that requires awareness, effort, and consistency. The more you challenge limiting beliefs, the weaker they become. The more you replace negativity with positivity, the stronger your mind grows. Over time, your thoughts shift, your confidence increases, and your actions align with your true potential. You stop reacting based on old fears and start making decisions based on who you want to become. Your mind is the most powerful tool you have, and what you feed it determines the life you create. If you continue to hold on to old, limiting beliefs, you will stay stuck in the same patterns. But if you take control of your thoughts, question the beliefs that hold you back, and actively choose to install new, empowering ideas, you unlock a level of freedom most people never experience. The only thing standing between you and the life you want is the way you think. Change that, and everything else follows. Chapter 3. Mastering Thought Control. You wake up every day with a stream of thoughts running through your mind. Some are useful, some are neutral, and others are entirely unhelpful. The problem is that many people don't realize just how much power their thoughts have over their lives. We often let our minds drift from one thought to another without taking control, and before we know it, we're spiraling into negativity, fear, or stress. The ability to control your thoughts is one of the most powerful tools you can possess. It's not just about having positive thoughts all the time, it's about learning how to direct your thinking so that it works for you instead of against you. At any given moment, you are thinking something. Your mind is never truly quiet. If you are not consciously directing your thoughts, they tend to run wild. Sometimes they are focused, sometimes they are scattered, and often they are influenced by the emotions you're feeling. If you're feeling good, your thoughts are positive and clear. But when you're feeling down, it's easy for your mind to start playing tricks on you, bringing up past failures, fears about the future, or worries that don't even have a basis in reality. The key is learning how to master your thoughts instead of letting them control you. Think of your mind like a garden. If you don't take care of it, weeds will start to grow. Weeds, in this case, represent negative thoughts, those doubts, fears, and self-criticism that we all experience from time to time. If you don't pull those weeds out, they'll take over and begin to choke out the positive, productive thoughts that could help you grow. The first step in mastering thought control is to become aware of what's happening in your mind. When you become aware, you can catch the negative thoughts as they come and replace them with thoughts that support your goals and well-being. This isn't an overnight process. Most of us have spent years thinking a certain way, so shifting your mindset takes time. But like anything else, the more you practice, the better you become. The first step in this process is recognizing the thoughts that are working against you. For example, when faced with a challenge, how do you react? Do you think, "I can't do this," or do you think, "This is tough, but I'm going to figure it out"? The way you think about a situation shapes how you respond to it. If you automatically default to negativity, then negativity will control your actions. But if you can catch those negative thoughts and replace them with more empowering ones, you begin to create a different reality for yourself. To take control of your thoughts, it's important to first recognize the patterns that are limiting you. If you catch yourself thinking, "I'm not good enough," or "I always fail," you can pause and reframe it. Instead of "I'm not good enough," you can think, "I'm still learning and growing, and I can improve." Instead of "I always fail," you can think, "I've had challenges, but I've learned from them, and I'm capable of doing better next time." It's about shifting your mindset from one of self-doubt to one of possibility and action. A powerful tool for mastering thought control is the practice of mindfulness. Mindfulness means paying attention to your thoughts and feelings in the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing when negative thoughts pop up and allowing them to pass without getting caught up in them. Mindfulness creates a space between the stimulus, something that happens to you or around you, and your response, the thought or emotion that follows. This space allows you to make a conscious choice about how to react instead of automatically falling into negative patterns. Take a moment to reflect. When was the last time you caught yourself thinking negatively? What did you do with that thought? Did you dwell on it or did you challenge it? The more you practice being aware of your thoughts and challenging those that don't serve you, the more control you'll have over your mind. Thought control doesn't mean ignoring negative thoughts altogether. It means not allowing them to take over. Negative thoughts will always come and go. They are part of the human experience, but you don't have to identify with them. You don't have to believe everything your mind tells you. Another important part of mastering your thoughts is learning to focus. In today's world, distractions are everywhere. Your phone is constantly buzzing. There's always something new to watch, and your to-do list seems never-ending. With so much noise, it's easy for your mind to become scattered. But true mental control requires the ability to focus on what's most important to you and tune out the rest. The more focused you are, the more productive and intentional your actions become. Start by identifying what matters most to you right now. What are your goals? What do you want to accomplish today, this week, or this year? Once you've identified your top priorities, direct your thoughts toward them. When distractions come up, remind yourself of your goals and bring your attention back to what matters. This isn't about ignoring everything else in your life. It's about intentionally directing your mental energy where it's needed most. One powerful way to develop thought control is through daily practices like meditation. Meditation is simply a way to train your mind to focus and clear out distractions. It doesn't require any special skills or equipment, just a few minutes each day to sit quietly, focus on your breathing, and observe your thoughts. When you meditate, you begin to develop the ability to choose which thoughts to focus on and which to let go of. Over time, this practice builds mental discipline and helps you stay calm and centered in the midst of life's chaos. Mastering your thoughts also means recognizing that your mind is constantly in motion. Thoughts come and go, but you don't have to follow every single one. Your thoughts are like clouds in the sky. Some are light and fluffy, while others are dark and stormy. But you don't need to attach yourself to them. You can choose to let them pass by without getting caught up in them. When you practice letting go of negative thoughts, you create more space for positive, productive thoughts to take root. Mastering thought control is about taking ownership of your mental space. It's about creating an environment inside your mind where positivity, clarity, and focus can thrive. Every thought you have is a choice, and the more aware you become of the power you have over your thoughts, the more control you gain over your life. If you're serious about owning your mind, you must commit to controlling your thoughts, not letting them control you. Over time, as you make this practice a habit, you'll find yourself thinking differently. You'll become less reactive and more deliberate. You'll stop letting your emotions take charge and start making decisions based on your goals, your values, and your true potential. Chapter 4: Building an Unshakable Mental Fortress. A strong, resilient mind is not something that happens by accident. It's built, piece by piece, through intention and effort. Just like any other part of your life, your mental toughness requires work and dedication. Without it, you can easily be overwhelmed by challenges, setbacks, and negative influences. But with the right foundation, your mind can become your greatest ally in achieving the life you want. To build this mental strength, you must first realize that your mind is like a muscle. If you don't exercise it, it won't grow. If you don't challenge it, it will stay weak. And if you don't protect it, outside influences will easily bring it down. One of the first steps in strengthening your mind is learning how to protect it from negativity. Our environment is filled with distractions, toxic influences, and people who are quick to criticize or judge. If you're constantly exposed to negativity, your mind will absorb it, and over time, that negativity will begin to shape the way you think and act. That's why creating a mental fortress is so important. You must guard your thoughts, your emotions, and your focus, ensuring that outside negativity doesn't have the power to derail your progress. This begins with setting boundaries in your life. If there are people or situations that constantly drain you or bring you down, it's time to set limits. You don't have to entertain every negative conversation, and you don't have to spend time around people who bring you down. Your mental space is valuable, and you need to protect it. This doesn't mean you should avoid all criticism or reject every piece of feedback. Constructive criticism is important for growth, but toxic negativity is a different story. If someone is consistently tearing you down, questioning your abilities, or making you doubt yourself, it's crucial to distance yourself from those influences. Another way to build a mental fortress is by creating rituals and habits that support your mental well-being. How you start and end your day plays a huge role in shaping your mindset. If you wake up and immediately check your phone, scroll through social media, or dive into stressful thoughts, your mind is already set on high alert. Instead, try to start your day with purpose. Set aside time in the morning for a routine that grounds you, whether that's meditation, journaling, stretching, or simply having a moment of quiet before the world demands your attention. The first moments of your day set the tone for the rest of it. In the same way, the end of your day is equally important. Avoiding late-night distractions, stress-inducing activities, or negative news before bed can help calm your mind and ensure you get restful sleep. A calm mind at night leads to a better morning, and a better morning leads to a stronger, more focused day. These daily rituals are your armor against external stressors. They allow you to fortify your mind so that you're prepared to face whatever challenges come your way. Building a mental fortress also means taking responsibility for the thoughts you allow in. You might not have control over everything that happens around you, but you have control over your response. If a negative thought arises, you don't have to entertain it. If you make a mistake, you don't have to beat yourself up over it. If something goes wrong, you don't have to spiral into self-doubt. A strong mind doesn't let negativity control it. Instead, it acknowledges the thought, but then it moves on, choosing to focus on the next thing that will move it forward. Your mental fortress isn't just about protecting yourself from negativity, it's about cultivating mental habits that will help you stay strong in the face of adversity. One of the most powerful habits you can develop is resilience. Resilience isn't about avoiding difficulty. It's about being able to handle challenges without letting them define you. It's about bouncing back from setbacks, learning from mistakes, and continuing to move forward, no matter how tough the situation gets. A resilient mind doesn't dwell on failures or shortcomings. It looks for the lessons, adjusts its course, and keeps going. This is where consistency becomes key. A mentally strong person doesn't rely on bursts of motivation. Instead, they rely on discipline and routine. They understand that building mental strength is a daily practice. Every time you choose to respond to a challenge with patience instead of frustration, every time you choose to push forward when you feel like giving up, you're strengthening your mental muscles. It's in those small moments that your mental fortress is built. Another essential component of a strong mind is self-belief. To have a resilient mental fortress, you must trust in your abilities and know that you can handle whatever life throws at you. This belief isn't about arrogance or overconfidence. It's about understanding your own strength and having confidence in your ability to overcome difficulties. This is why self-talk is so important. The way you speak to yourself in moments of doubt or difficulty can either tear you down or build you up. If you're constantly telling yourself that you can't do something, that you're not good enough, or that you'll never succeed, you're weakening your mental fortress. On the other hand, if you remind yourself that you've overcome challenges before, that you have the strength to keep going, and that setbacks are just part of the journey, you're reinforcing your inner strength. It's also essential to build your mental fortress by surrounding yourself with positive influences. The people you spend time with have a significant impact on your mindset. If you're surrounded by people who lift you up, who encourage your growth, and who believe in your potential, your own mindset will naturally align with theirs. If you're around people who are constantly negative, who undermine your confidence, or who drain your energy, it becomes harder to maintain a strong, positive mental state. But remember that building your mental fortress isn't just about shutting out the world, it's also about building a foundation of strength from within. The more you work on your mental habits, protecting your thoughts, challenging negativity, practicing resilience, and reinforcing self-belief, the stronger your mind becomes. The stronger your mind is, the more capable you are of handling life's challenges, navigating setbacks, and ultimately achieving your goals. When you create this fortress within your mind, you become unstoppable. No matter what happens in the external world, you can stay focused, calm, and centered. You won't be easily swayed by fear, doubt, or criticism. Instead, you'll be grounded in the knowledge that you can handle anything that comes your way. A strong mind isn't immune to difficulty. It's simply equipped to deal with it better. The challenges that might have once thrown you off course will no longer have that power over you. Instead, you'll face them with confidence and clarity, knowing that your mental strength is always with you, helping you navigate the journey ahead. Chapter 5: The Science of Self-Talk. Your internal dialogue, the constant stream of thoughts running through your mind, has a more significant impact on your life than most people realize. What you tell yourself shapes how you feel, how you act, and ultimately, the life you live. The way you speak to yourself can either empower you to take bold action or keep you trapped in doubt and fear. It's easy to forget how powerful self-talk is. After all, it's just the voice in your head, right? But that voice has an incredible influence on your confidence, your motivation, and your ability to succeed. We all have that inner critic. It's the voice that tells us we're not good enough, that we're not capable, or that we'll never achieve our goals. And the worst part? We often believe it. We let these thoughts shape our reality, and over time we start to see them as truths rather than mere opinions. But here's the thing. Self-talk is just that talk. It's not always a reflection of reality. In fact, much of our self-talk is rooted in fear, past experiences or assumptions that don't serve us. If we don't actively challenge this negative voice, it can hold us back from reaching our full potential. The key to shifting your mindset and taking control of your life is to change the way you talk to yourself. The first step in this process is awareness. You can't change something if you're not aware of it. Pay attention to the thoughts you have when you face a challenge. Do you immediately think, "I can't do this," or do you think, "This is tough, but I'm going to figure it out"? These two responses have a completely different impact on your actions. The first one will likely leave you feeling defeated before you even try. The second one, however, empowers you to take action and find solutions. This shift in self-talk doesn't happen overnight, but with practice, it becomes second nature. It starts with recognizing the negative thoughts as they arise and then replacing them with something more supportive. For example, instead of thinking, "I'm terrible at this, try, I'm still learning, and every mistake is a step closer to getting better." Instead of saying, "I'm too old to start," tell yourself, "It's never too late to pursue something I'm passionate about." By challenging the negative voice and replacing it with something more constructive, you slowly start to rewire your brain to think in ways that support your success. Positive self-talk is not about being delusional or ignoring real challenges. It's about recognizing your strengths and acknowledging your ability to overcome obstacles. When you face a setback, instead of beating yourself up, remind yourself that setbacks are a natural part of growth. They don't define you, they refine you. They're an opportunity to learn, to adapt, and to keep moving forward. The language you use in these moments matters. If you tell yourself, "I'll never get it right," you're reinforcing a mindset of failure. But if you say, "I'll figure this out, I just need to adjust my approach," you're cultivating a mindset of resilience and problem solving. Another powerful technique for shifting your self-talk is gratitude. When things aren't going well, it's easy to fall into the trap of complaining or focusing on everything that's going wrong. But what if, instead of focusing on the problem, you shifted your focus to what's going well? What if you took a moment to acknowledge the things in your life that you're grateful for? Gratitude has a remarkable ability to change your perspective. When you practice gratitude, you begin to see the world through a more positive lens. You start to appreciate the small wins, the lessons you've learned, and the opportunities that lie ahead. Gratitude shifts your mindset from one of lack to one of abundance, and that shift can have a profound impact on your self-talk. One of the most powerful tools for improving your self-talk is affirmations. Affirmations are positive statements that you repeat to yourself in order to reinforce a belief or behavior. These statements can help you build confidence, overcome fear, and strengthen your sense of self-worth. The key to affirmations is consistency. It's not enough to say them once and expect change. You need to incorporate them into your daily routine, repeating them until they become ingrained in your mind. The more you repeat positive affirmations, the more they begin to shape your reality. Affirmations work because they align your thoughts with your intentions. For example, If you want to improve your confidence, you might say to yourself, I am confident, capable, and strong. If you're facing a challenge, you might repeat, I have the skills and resilience to overcome this. Over time, these affirmations begin to replace the negative thoughts that once held you back. They serve as a reminder of your capabilities and your worth, and they help you stay focused on your goals. Of course, positive self-talk isn't just about using affirmations or replacing negative thoughts. It's also about the way you speak to yourself when you're facing difficulties. Life is full of challenges, and the way you talk to yourself during these times can make all the difference. When something goes wrong, it's easy to get discouraged and start blaming yourself. But blaming yourself doesn't solve the problem. It just keeps you stuck in a cycle of negativity. Instead, try to approach setbacks with curiosity and compassion. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Instead of, why did I mess up? This small shift in how you approach problems can change the way you handle them and ultimately lead to greater success. The way you speak to yourself also affects your actions. If you tell yourself that something is too difficult or that you're not good enough, you're less likely to take the necessary steps to succeed. But when you talk to yourself with encouragement and belief, you're more likely to take action, even when it feels uncomfortable. The more you practice speaking kindly to yourself, the more you begin to believe in your ability to handle whatever comes your way. The key to mastering your self-talk is understanding that it is a choice. You can choose to listen to the negative voice in your head, or you can choose to replace it with something more empowering. Your self-talk doesn't have to be perfect, but it should always be constructive. It should push you to become better, not drag you down. As you practice changing your internal dialogue, you'll notice that it becomes easier to maintain a positive, productive mindset, no matter what challenges arise. You'll start to believe in yourself more deeply, and that belief will fuel your success. Chapter 6: Focus Domination, the Ultimate Mental Edge. The ability to focus is one of the most valuable skills you can develop. In today's world, distractions are everywhere. Whether it's the constant ping of notifications, the pressure of deadlines, or simply the endless stream of thoughts racing through your mind, staying focused has become a challenge. But the truth is, focus is the key to productivity, success, and even happiness. Without it, everything becomes a struggle. You can't accomplish anything meaningful without being able to direct your energy and attention to the task at hand. One of the first steps in mastering focus is understanding just how powerful your attention really is. Your attention is like a spotlight. Wherever you point it, that's where your energy flows. When you focus on a task, all your energy is directed toward completing that task. But when your attention is scattered, your energy is equally divided, making it harder to get anything done. It's like trying to run in 10 different directions at once. You'll never get anywhere. The more you practice focusing, the more you realize that your attention is the most valuable resource you have. The key to focus domination is learning how to take control of your attention. This doesn't happen by accident. You have to be intentional about where you direct your focus. The first step is eliminating distractions. In a world full of constant interruptions, it's easy to let your attention drift. Your phone buzzes. An email pops up, someone calls your name, and before you know it, you've lost precious time. To master focus, you need to create an environment that supports it. This means turning off notifications, setting aside specific time blocks for work, and finding a quiet space where you can concentrate. But even with a distraction-free environment, maintaining focus isn't always easy. Your mind can be a noisy place, filled with racing thoughts, worries, and random ideas. It's easy to become overwhelmed or frustrated when you can't concentrate. This is where practice comes in. Focus is a skill that can be developed just like any other skill. It starts with simple exercises. Try setting a timer for 10 to 15 minutes and focus solely on one task during that time. No checking your phone. No jumping between tasks, just complete focus on one thing. The first few times, you'll probably find your mind wandering. That's normal. The key is to gently bring your attention back to the task at hand every time it drifts. Over time, you'll build the mental muscle needed to stay focused for longer periods of time. Another effective way to improve focus is by practicing mindfulness. Mindfulness is the act of being fully present in the moment. Instead of thinking about the past or worrying about the future, you focus on what's happening right now. When you practice mindfulness, you train your brain to focus on the present rather than getting lost in distractions. This doesn't mean you need to sit cross-legged and meditate for hours. Mindfulness can be as simple as paying attention to your breath or focusing on the sensations in your body while you work. It's about being intentional with your attention, fully engaging in whatever you're doing. In addition to eliminating distractions and practicing mindfulness, another powerful tool for focus domination is prioritization. Often we're distracted because we're trying to do too many things at once. We jump from one task to the next, never fully completing anything. To avoid this, you need to prioritize the most important tasks and focus on them first. Start your day by identifying the top three things you need to accomplish. These should be the tasks that will have the most significant impact on your goals. Once you've identified them, dedicate your full attention to completing them. This eliminates the mental clutter that comes from juggling multiple tasks at once and allows you to give your best effort to the things that matter most. Focus also requires the ability to manage your energy. It's not just about where you place your attention, it's also about how you maintain that attention. If you're constantly running on empty, your ability to focus will diminish. This is why taking care of your physical and mental health is crucial to mastering focus. When you're well-rested, well-nourished, and exercising regularly, your mind is sharper and your ability to concentrate improves. On the flip side, when you're stressed, tired, or not taking care of your body, focus becomes much harder. Make self-care a priority, and you'll find that your focus becomes more natural and effortless. One of the most powerful focus hacks is to break down big tasks into smaller, manageable chunks. Large projects can feel overwhelming, and when we're overwhelmed, it's easy to lose focus. But when you break a big task into smaller steps, it becomes more achievable. Instead of thinking, "I have to write a 10,000-word report," focus on the first step. "I need to outline the report." Then, break that step into even smaller actions, like research the topic or write the introduction. By breaking things down, you create a clear path forward and make it easier to maintain focus. It's also important to give yourself permission to take breaks. Many people think that the key to focus is working non-stop. But the truth is, your brain can only concentrate for so long before it starts to fatigue. Taking short, intentional breaks allows your brain to recharge and come back stronger. Use breaks to step away from your work, stretch, take a walk, or do something that refreshes you. This will help you maintain focus for longer periods and prevent burnout. Remember that focus isn't about perfection, it's about progress. You'll have days when your attention drifts, when distractions take over, or when you struggle to concentrate. That's okay. The key is not to get discouraged. Instead, focus on building better habits and improving every day. It's not about being perfect. It's about being consistent. Each time you bring your attention back to the task at hand, you're strengthening your focus. Each time you resist the urge to check your phone or multitask, you're training your brain to stay present. Over time, you'll find that your ability to focus improves, and so does the quality of your work and the results you achieve. Mastering focus doesn't just help you get more done, it also allows you to enjoy the process more. When you're fully engaged in what you're doing, whether it's work, a hobby, or spending time with loved ones, you experience life more fully. Focus gives you the ability to be present in the moment, to immerse yourself in what's happening now, rather than constantly thinking about what's next. This shift in mindset brings a sense of fulfillment and satisfaction that goes beyond productivity. It's about creating a life that feels meaningful, not just efficient. Focus is the secret weapon that can propel you toward your goals and help you navigate life's challenges with clarity and purpose. It's the ability to direct your attention toward what matters most and block out the distractions that can derail your progress. With practice, you can master this skill and unlock your full potential. Chapter 7. Reprogramming your brain for success. Your brain is an incredibly powerful tool. The way you think shapes the way you feel, act, and ultimately live your life. But often, we let our thoughts control us instead of taking charge of them. If you want to create lasting change in your life, one of the most effective things you can do is reprogram your brain for success. It's not about changing who you are, it's about changing how you think. And the good news is, you have the ability to do this. Reprogramming your brain starts with understanding how your thoughts work. Every time you think something, your brain creates a neural pathway. Over time, these pathways get stronger and more ingrained in your thinking patterns. This is why habits are so hard to break. They've become deeply wired into your brain. But the same principle works for creating new positive habits. The more you practice new ways of thinking, the more your brain begins to form new neural pathways that support your goals and desires. It's important to understand that reprogramming your brain isn't an overnight process. It takes time and consistent effort, but the results are worth it. One of the first steps is to identify the negative thought patterns that are holding you back. These might be beliefs like, I'm not good enough, I'll never succeed, or I don't deserve happiness. These thoughts are deeply rooted in your mind, but they don't have to define you. They're just thoughts, and you have the power to change them. Start by challenging these negative beliefs. When you catch yourself thinking something negative, ask yourself, is this really true? Often, you'll find that these beliefs are based on assumptions or past experiences, not on any real evidence. For example, if you think, I'm terrible at public speaking, ask yourself, what evidence do I have to support that belief? Have you always been bad at it? Or have you just had a few experiences where you felt uncomfortable? By questioning your negative thoughts, you start to weaken their power over you. Once you've identified and challenged your negative thoughts, the next step is to replace them with positive, empowering ones. This is where affirmations come in. Affirmations are positive statements that help you rewire your brain and replace limiting beliefs with ones that support your success. For example, instead of thinking, I'm not good enough, replace it with, I am capable and I have the skills to succeed. Instead of thinking, I'll never reach my goals, replace it with, I am making progress every day toward my goals. The more you repeat these positive statements, the more your brain starts to believe them. It's like training a muscle. The more you work it, the stronger it gets. Over time, these new beliefs begin to replace the old, limiting ones. You start to see yourself in a new light, and as a result, you take different actions. You start showing up as a more confident, capable version of yourself. Another powerful way to reprogram your brain is by visualizing your success. Visualization is the practice of imagining yourself achieving your goals and experiencing the emotions that come with it. The more vividly you can picture yourself succeeding, the more real it becomes in your mind. This process helps to strengthen the neural pathways associated with success and reinforces the belief that you can achieve your dreams. When you visualize, don't just picture the end result. Imagine every step of the journey, from the small victories to the challenges you'll overcome along the way. See yourself pushing through obstacles, staying focused, and taking action. Feel the emotions of excitement, pride, and fulfillment as you move closer to your goal. Visualization helps to program your brain for success by making it feel more attainable. But reprogramming your brain isn't just about changing your thoughts, it's also about taking consistent action. Action is the bridge between where you are now and where you want to be. It's one thing to think positive thoughts and believe in your potential, but it's another thing to back those beliefs up with action. If you want to reprogram your brain for success, you need to act as though success is inevitable. Start by breaking your big goals into smaller, manageable steps. Instead of focusing on the overwhelming task of achieving everything at once, focus on taking one small step at a time. Each action you take, no matter how small, reinforces the belief that you are capable of success. Over time, these small actions add up, and you begin to build momentum toward your goals. Another important aspect of reprogramming your brain is consistency. The more consistent you are in your thoughts and actions, the faster your brain will adapt. Consistency is key because it helps to reinforce the new neural pathways you're creating. Just like a habit, reprogramming your brain requires repetition. The more you practice positive thinking, visualization, and taking action, the more your brain starts to believe that success is possible for you. It's also important to surround yourself with positivity and support. The people you spend time with, the content you consume, and the environment you create all influence your thinking. If you're constantly surrounded by negativity or people who doubt your abilities, it can be harder to reprogram your brain. On the other hand, if you surround yourself with positive influence people who believe in you, motivational content, and environments that inspire you, becomes easier to maintain a positive mindset. One of the most effective ways to accelerate your brain reprogramming is by practicing gratitude. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's already abundant in your life. When you focus on the things you're grateful for, you begin to feel more positive and empowered. Gratitude also helps to rewire your brain by training it to look for the good in every situation. Instead of seeing obstacles as roadblocks, you start to see them as opportunities for growth. It's also crucial to be patient with yourself during this process. Reprogramming your brain takes time, and you will face challenges along the way. There will be moments when you slip back into old patterns of thinking or feel discouraged. That's normal. The key is to keep going, to keep practicing, and to trust that the changes are happening. Over time, the old, limiting beliefs will lose their power, and the new, empowering beliefs will become your reality. Reprogramming your brain is a powerful tool for creating the life you want. It's about changing the way you think so that you can change the way you act. By replacing negative beliefs with positive ones, taking consistent action, and surrounding yourself with positivity, you can rewire your brain for success. It's not an overnight process, but with time and effort, you will start to see the results. The most important thing is to keep going, knowing that every thought, every action, and every decision is moving you closer to the person you are meant to become. Chapter 8: The Power of Decision Making. Decision making is one of the most powerful tools at your disposal. Every day, you are faced with countless decisions, big and small, and the way you make those decisions shapes your life. Some decisions may seem insignificant, like what to have for breakfast or whether to scroll through social media, but others can alter the course of your life entirely. The ability to make strong, confident decisions is a key component of owning your own mind. When you take control of your decision-making process, you take control of your life. The first thing to recognize is that decision-making is a skill. Like any other skill, it can be developed and improved over time. It doesn't always come naturally, especially when you're faced with uncertainty or fear. But with practice, you can strengthen this skill and make decisions with confidence, clarity, and ease. The key to mastering decision-making is learning how to trust yourself and your intuition. Many people struggle with making decisions because they fear making the wrong choice. The truth is, no decision is ever completely without risk. Every choice comes with its own set of potential outcomes, and it's impossible to predict every variable. However, this fear of making mistakes often leads to indecision, which can be just as damaging as making the wrong decision. Being paralyzed by fear of failure holds you back and prevents you from moving forward in life. The key is to make decisions based on your values and goals rather than fear. When you make decisions that align with your values, you are more likely to feel confident in your choices. It's easy to become overwhelmed by external pressures and opinions, especially when there are many voices telling you what you should do. But at the end of the day, you are the one who has to live with the consequences of your decisions. The opinions of others may be important, but they should never dictate the choices you make. To own your own mind, you must learn to trust your inner compass. Ask yourself what truly matters to you, what you want to achieve, and what aligns with your authentic self. This will give you the clarity you need to make decisions that are true to who you are. One of the biggest obstacles to making confident decisions is the fear of failure. Everyone has experienced the pain of making a wrong choice at some point in their lives. It's easy to see failure as something to avoid at all costs. But in reality, failure is a part of growth. Every mistake, every setback, is an opportunity to learn and improve. When you make a decision and it doesn't work out as planned, it doesn't mean you've failed. It simply means you've learned something valuable that will guide your future decisions. The most successful people in life are those who have failed the most, but they've also learned the most from their failures. They don't fear mistakes. They embrace them as a necessary part of the journey. One of the best ways to improve your decision-making is to take action. Many people spend too much time overthinking, analyzing every possibility and outcome before making a move. While it's important to consider your options, there comes a point where you have to take action. The longer you wait to make a decision, the more you let fear and uncertainty control you. Taking action, even if it's imperfect, is far better than staying stuck in indecision. Every decision you make is a step forward, even if it doesn't lead to the perfect outcome. The more you practice making decisions, the better you'll become at it. Start small. Make decisions in your daily life that you can confidently back, even if they seem trivial. As you gain confidence, you can tackle bigger decisions with ease. Another powerful tool for decision-making is setting clear goals. When you know where you want to go, it's much easier to decide which path to take. Your goals act as a guiding light, helping you to assess your options and make decisions that are aligned with your long-term vision. For example, if your goal is to become healthier, you don't need to spend hours debating whether or not to exercise today. The answer is simple. You should make the decision to work out because it aligns with your goal. Goals give you the clarity and direction you need to make confident, effective decisions without second-guessing yourself. One of the most important aspects of decision-making is learning to prioritize. You will never be able to make every decision with the same level of attention and energy. Some decisions are more important than others, and it's important to recognize where to invest your focus. If you try to make every decision in your life with the same urgency, you will only overwhelm yourself and risk making poor choices. Focus your energy on the decisions that truly matter, the ones that have the potential to move you closer to your goals or reflect your values. These are the decisions that deserve your attention and thoughtful consideration. For smaller, less impactful decisions, you can trust your intuition and move forward more quickly. In addition to prioritizing, it's essential to learn how to let go of perfectionism in your decision-making. Many people get caught up in the idea that every decision needs to be perfect. This often leads to procrastination, overthinking, and self-doubt. In reality, most decisions don't have to be perfect to be effective. Sometimes, the best decision is simply the one that gets you moving in the right direction. Don't get bogged down by the fear that your choice won't be flawless. Instead, focus on making decisions that move you forward, knowing that you can adjust along the way if necessary. Trusting your intuition is another powerful aspect of decision-making. Intuition is that inner knowing, that gut feeling, that you can't always explain logically but feels right nonetheless. Often, your mind is flooded with information and advice from others, but your intuition is a powerful tool that can help you make the right decision when logic alone doesn't provide the answer. Learning to trust your intuition takes practice, but it's a skill that can be developed over time. When you have a feeling about a decision, take a moment to pause and listen to that inner voice. In many cases, your intuition can guide you more accurately than any amount of overthinking. Another common challenge in decision-making is dealing with uncertainty. Life is full of unknowns, and it's impossible to predict every outcome. This uncertainty can make it difficult to make decisions with confidence. However, it's important to recognize that uncertainty is a natural part of life. You can never have all the answers, and that's okay. The key is to make the best decision you can with the information you have, and then trust that you will learn and adapt as you go. When you embrace uncertainty, you free yourself from the need for perfect answers and allow yourself to make decisions with greater ease and confidence. And remember that not every decision will be the right one. Mistakes will happen, and that's okay. The key is to learn from your decisions, whether they lead to success or failure. Every choice is an opportunity to grow and improve. The more you practice making decisions, the more you will strengthen this skill, and the more confident you will become in your ability to take charge of your life. Mastering decision-making is essential to owning your own mind. It allows you to take control of your life, align your actions with your values and goals, and move forward with confidence. By learning to trust yourself, taking action, and embracing uncertainty, you will become a more decisive, empowered person. Your decisions shape your reality, and when you make decisions with clarity and confidence, you begin to shape a life that reflects your true potential. Chapter 9: The Mental Mastery Blueprint. Mastering your mind isn't a one-time thing. It's not about having a few breakthroughs and then hoping everything falls into place. It's about creating a solid foundation that you can build on for the rest of your life. Just like anything worth achieving, it requires consistency, practice, and a clear plan to follow. Developing mental mastery takes work, but once you understand the steps, you can start making significant progress. If you want to truly own your mind, you need to take deliberate actions every day. This is where the idea of a blueprint comes in. A blueprint gives you the structure you need to stay on course. It's the map that shows you exactly where to go and how to get there. The first step in creating your mental mastery blueprint is to define your purpose. Without a clear sense of direction, it's easy to get lost. You need to know what you're working toward and why it matters. This purpose becomes your driving force, the reason you get up every day and continue pushing forward, even when things get tough. If your goal is vague, it's difficult to stay motivated. But when you have a crystal clear vision of what you want to achieve and why it's important to you, it becomes easier to stay focused and take action. Once you've defined your purpose, it's time to break it down into actionable steps. Having a big goal is great, but without a plan, it can be overwhelming. If you don't know where to start or how to break it down into manageable tasks, you'll end up feeling stuck. Start small. Ask yourself what the very first step is that you can take today to get closer to your goal. It doesn't have to be huge, just something that moves you in the right direction. Every small step you take is a victory, and over time, those small victories add up to something big. Another key component of your blueprint is establishing habits that support your goals. Successful people are often defined by their daily routines. The habits you form determine the direction of your life, whether you realize it or not. If you wake up every day with a mindset of positivity, discipline, and growth, you will naturally move toward your goals. However, if you wake up with a mindset of doubt, procrastination, and fear, it becomes harder to move forward. The good news is that you can change your habits. And once you change your habits, you change your life. Think about it. If you want to become a more confident person, you can start by practicing self-affirmations every morning. If you want to improve your physical health, you can commit to moving your body for just 20 minutes a day. Every habit you create should support your purpose and goals. Start small, but be consistent. Over time, you'll find that these new habits become second nature, and they will automatically guide you toward your desired outcomes. The third part of your blueprint involves developing a mindset that is unstoppable. This is where mental toughness comes into play. It's about training your mind to stay focused and calm, even in the face of adversity. Life is full of challenges, setbacks, and obstacles, but when you have the right mindset, you don't let them knock you off track. Instead, you see challenges as opportunities for growth. You see setbacks as lessons, and you keep moving forward, no matter what. One of the best ways to develop mental toughness is by embracing discomfort. Most people avoid discomfort because it feels unpleasant, but growth happens when you step outside of your comfort zone. The more you practice facing discomfort and pushing through it, the stronger your mind becomes. Whether it's facing a difficult task at work, having a tough conversation with someone, or pushing yourself physically, you'll develop resilience by learning to keep going despite the discomfort. Another important aspect of mental mastery is learning how to stay focused. In today's world, distractions are everywhere. With technology constantly pulling for our attention, it's easy to become overwhelmed. But if you want to achieve your goals, you need to protect your focus. This means being intentional about how you spend your time and energy. It means saying no to things that don't align with your purpose and being disciplined enough to stick to what matters. One way to improve your focus is by setting boundaries. It's easy to get distracted by social media, emails, or even other people's needs, but if you want to own your mind, you need to prioritize your own needs first. Create boundaries around your time and space. For example, set specific hours for work or personal development and stick to them. Turn off your phone when you need to concentrate. Learn to say no to things that take you off course. This level of discipline helps you maintain focus and ensures that you're always working toward your goals. Equally important is the ability to manage your emotions. Emotions are powerful, but when you allow them to dictate your actions, you lose control. Mental mastery means acknowledging your emotions without letting them control you. It means recognizing when you're feeling stressed, angry, or anxious, but not letting those emotions derail your progress. Instead of reacting impulsively to your emotions, take a step back, breathe, and choose how you want to respond. The more you practice emotional control, the more power you have over your mind. Building mental strength also means learning to embrace failure. In a society that often equates failure with weakness or incompetence, it's important to redefine failure as part of the process. Every successful person has faced failures along the way. What separates those who succeed from those who don't is their ability to learn from failure and keep moving forward. When you make a mistake or experience a setback, don't see it as a sign that you're not good enough. See it as an opportunity to improve. The more you embrace failure, the less afraid of it you become, and the more likely you are to keep trying until you get it right. One of the most crucial elements of your mental mastery blueprint is continuous learning. The world is constantly changing, and the more you learn, the better equipped you are to adapt and succeed. Commit to ongoing personal development. Read books, take courses, seek out mentors, and always be open to new ideas. The more you invest in your growth, the more powerful your mind becomes. By continuously learning and challenging yourself, you stay ahead of the curve and build a foundation of mental strength that can carry you through any challenge. Part of your blueprint should include a commitment to self-care. You can't expect to perform at your best if you're not taking care of your body and mind. Mental mastery isn't just about thinking differently, it's about living differently. This includes getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, exercising regularly, and making time for relaxation. When you take care of yourself, you feel stronger, more focused, and more capable of handling whatever life throws your way. Creating your mental mastery blueprint is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, consistency, and dedication. But the more you work on mastering your mind, the more natural it becomes. You begin to take control of your thoughts, emotions, and actions, and you begin to shape your life the way you've always wanted. With the right blueprint in place, there's no limit to what you can achieve. Chapter 10, Owning Your Mind for Life. Owning your mind for life isn't just about mastering it for a season or for a short period of time. It's about creating a lasting shift in how you live and think, so that no matter what happens, you're always in control. Life is unpredictable. You can't plan for everything, and there will always be challenges, setbacks, and unexpected changes. But the one thing that you can always control is your mind. That's the true power of mental ownership. The ability to maintain your inner peace and focus, regardless of external circumstances. To own your mind for life, you need to commit to personal growth on a daily basis. It's easy to get complacent once you've made some progress, but true mental ownership requires constant evolution. This isn't about reaching a final destination. It's about developing the habit of improvement every single day. When you're dedicated to growing and evolving, you'll find that the obstacles in your life don't seem as big. Your mindset will be your most valuable asset, allowing you to approach challenges with a clear head and a sense of purpose. One of the most important factors in long-term mental ownership is discipline. In the beginning, it may seem challenging to stay disciplined, especially when you don't see immediate results. But discipline is the bridge between where you are now and where you want to be. It's what helps you show up when you don't feel like it. It's what keeps you going when the initial excitement fades away. The key to maintaining discipline is to make it a non-negotiable part of your daily routine. The more you practice it, the easier it becomes. Over time, it becomes automatic, and you don't even have to think about it. Another crucial aspect of owning your mind for life is building mental resilience. Life will test you. It's inevitable. But when you develop resilience, you learn how to bounce back quickly, no matter how many times you're knocked down. This means reframing your setbacks as learning experiences, not as failures. The strongest people are not those who have never failed, but those who have failed, learned from it, and kept moving forward. To build resilience, you need to practice embracing discomfort and uncertainty. The more comfortable you become with the idea of discomfort, the more you'll be able to handle tough situations with grace and clarity. It's also essential to cultivate a growth mindset. A growth mindset is the belief that you can always improve, that your abilities aren't fixed, and that challenges are opportunities for growth. People with a fixed mindset, on the other hand, believe that their abilities are limited and that failure is a reflection of their inability. When you adopt a growth mindset, you open yourself up to learning and progress, no matter where you start from. You stop seeing challenges as roadblocks and instead see them as opportunities to expand your capabilities. A crucial element of lifelong mental ownership is learning to manage your emotional state. Emotions are part of being human, and they play a big role in how we make decisions. But when your emotions take the lead, you can make decisions that are driven by fear, anger, or frustration, which often leads to regret later. Mastering your emotions means learning to recognize them without letting them control you. It means acknowledging when you're feeling stressed, anxious, or upset, and then choosing how to respond. The more you practice emotional regulation, the easier it becomes to stay calm and focused, even in stressful situations. To truly own your mind for life, you also need to let go of limiting beliefs. These are the beliefs you've held for years, often without even realizing it, that hold you back from reaching your potential. Limiting beliefs can be about yourself, your abilities, or what's possible for you. They often stem from past experiences or things people have said to you, and they create invisible barriers that prevent you from moving forward. To break free from limiting beliefs, you need to challenge them. Ask yourself if they're really true, or if they're just something you've been taught to believe. By replacing limiting beliefs with empowering ones, you open up new possibilities for your life. Another key component of owning your mind for life is developing the ability to stay present. We often spend so much time dwelling on the past or worrying about the future that we forget to live in the present moment. Being present means fully experiencing whatever is happening right now, without judgment or distraction. When you can train your mind to stay in the present, you gain clarity and peace of mind. You're no longer overwhelmed by what's coming next, and you stop carrying the weight of past mistakes. By practicing mindfulness, you become more aware of your thoughts, emotions, and actions, and you can make better decisions based on what's happening right in front of you. It's also important to understand that mental ownership is not about perfection. No one has a perfectly controlled mind all the time. There will always be moments when your mind wanders or when you feel out of control. The key is to not judge yourself harshly during these times. Instead, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself when you slip up and get back on track without dwelling on the mistake. Perfection isn't the goal. Progress is. Every time you catch yourself falling into old patterns and correct them, you strengthen your ability to maintain mental ownership. As you continue on this journey, it's essential to surround yourself with the right influences. Your environment plays a huge role in your mindset. The people you spend time with, the media you consume, and the spaces you inhabit all affect your mental state. If you're constantly around negativity, doubt, or criticism, it's harder to stay focused and positive. But when you surround yourself with people who uplift and encourage you, and when you make conscious choices about what you expose yourself to, you create an environment that supports your mental mastery. Seek out those who inspire and challenge you, and let go of relationships or situations that drain your energy. Owning your mind for life also involves taking responsibility for your actions and decisions. It's easy to blame others or external circumstances when things don't go the way you want. But when you take full responsibility for your life, you reclaim your power. You realize that you are the one in control, and that your thoughts, actions, and decisions are what shape your reality. No one can make you feel a certain way unless you allow them to. When you take responsibility for your own mind, you take responsibility for your life. Lastly, owning your mind for life requires a sense of purpose and a clear vision for your future. Without a strong sense of direction, it's easy to drift aimlessly through life. But when you have a vision for what you want to create, you can make intentional choices every day that move you closer to that vision. Your purpose serves as a compass, guiding you through difficult times and reminding you of why it's worth the effort. When you align your actions with your purpose, you'll find that your life starts to feel more fulfilling and meaningful. This journey of mental ownership is ongoing. There's always room for growth, and there will always be challenges to overcome. But with a solid foundation, the right mindset, and a commitment to continuous improvement, you can truly own your mind for life. The key is to never stop learning, never stop growing, and never stop believing that you have the power to create the life you desire. Every choice you make, every thought you think, every action you take shapes the life you're building. By mastering your mind, you take control of your destiny,